people on those streets as well, so if you can do that, that would be great. Prior to attacking Syria, and it's appalling to see Israel also bombing Iran just a few weeks ago in yet another illegal incursion into sovereign territory, and I'm sure we would all agree that it would be terrifying if those attacks were on what was your hometown. And that is exactly what it was for our next speaker, Parisa Panahi, who's an Iranian-born, raised in Tehran, and at the age of 18, up to the age of 18. She came to the UK and went to Teesside University, achieving a Master's in Art and Graphics, before moving into teaching and interpreting as a way to give back to the community. She became an activist after the uprising of the Iranian people back in 2022, people remember, and she's been giving many talks, exhibitions, and organising rallies and protests in Newcastle. So she's currently working and studying as an immigration caseworker in a firm and teaching English. So please put your hands together for Parisa.
Hi everyone, thanks Tony for introducing me and thanks for inviting me for the second time round. As you mentioned, it was only a few weeks ago when my homeland was attacked. So I want to show my solidarity with all the countries who've been suffered from the brutality of any regimes or any governments who has attacked them in one way or another, but put my focus on somewhere that is very close to my heart, Iran. So I just want to tell you a little bit about what I think about what imperialism is at the moment. So we no longer send ships or we don't invade lands. What we do, we take what's most important for the people, which is freedom. We take their security and we take their democracy. That is what is called invasion nowadays. And modern leaders like Trump himself, he's very good at doing this job, not in one place, but many places, and influencing others to do it as well. Let's be clear, Trump did not invent America imperialism in the Middle East, but he has supercharged it. From the moment he took the office, Trump made Iran a central target for his foreign policy. He tore up the 2015 Iran's nuclear deal, a carefully negotiated international agreement, with a stroke of his pen, calling it worst deal ever. But this wasn't the safety or diplomacy. It was about dominions. It was about reassessing America's power at the express of Iranians' lives and stability. And what followed? Sanctions. Brutal sanctions. Brutal sanctions crushed people. It wasn't an economic policies, but there were acts of economic warfare. The Iranian economy spiraled. Medicine became scarred. Inflation soared. The middle and working class suffered deeply, while the regime used the threat of America aggression to tighten its grip at home on its own people. All this while Trump toasted maximum pressure and really diverted the maximum suffering. In January 2020, assassination of Qasem Soleimani, one of Iran's top military leaders, in a US drone strike in Iraq soil. Ignoring the fact that people of Iran hated Qasem Soleimani for his brutal action against the Iranian people, this was a violation of international law. A provocation, a reckless flex of America's imperial muscle. The world stood on the brink of war. And what was it for? Was it for what? Oil or optics? In 2022, when uprising began in Iran, following the death of Mahsa Amini, and when the brave people of Iran took over the streets to demand their basic human rights, no Western countries stood with us. Not a single Western national supported our woman-led freedom movement, probably one of the most recent and maybe only woman-led freedom movement. No authorities shouted woman, life, freedom alongside the people of Iran. Of course, because there was no talk of land, power, or oil. Why should they be interested? Instead, there were normal civilians who cheered up for us and showed solidarity with us. I witnessed with my own eyes the fearless people of Iran fought their way forward, step by step, just to claim a fraction of freedom that it's their right. Understood by them, myself and many others who were in a safe land tried to be their voice, fought for their cause, and I will continue to fight for it until the day Iran becomes free, independent, national, that it needs to be. But the world looked away when it happened. When Iranians rose up, despite getting brutally oppressed by its own government and losing the life of many of little fighters as young as 3 and 7 years old, their bravery was ignored. There was no global coverage, no political outcry, and yet we talk about, when it was a talk about nuclear program, suddenly all eyes turned to Iran. This is when you realize power still trumps humanity, and that must change. Not only about Iran, but all about all nations who are getting treated the same. Iran's government is no saint in this story. The regime has its own record of repression and regional interference. But if we are going to talk about peace, justice and democracy, we must also talk about hypocrisy of Western power, especially when wielded by someone like Trump. Under his administration, imperialism took an unapologetic, swagging face. It wasn't hidden behind diplomacy, it was front and center. Transactional, militarized, and deeply personal. Whether it was about Jerusalem, Syria, or arms deals with Saudi Arabia, Trump treated the Middle East like a boardroom. But people aren't bragging chips. Cities aren't poker hands. Lives aren't leverage. Let's remember, this brand of imperialism doesn't destabilize governments, it destabilizes people. Many Iranians, especially the youth, they dream of openness, of reform, of reconnection with the world around them. That dream was crushed. When the sanction bite, it's not for elite who suffer, it's the student who can't travel. Is the diabetic who can't find the insulin? Is the mother who can't feed her children? Or the father who goes home empty-handed? And that's the tragedy of imperial logic. It claims to be liberal, but it's isolating. It wants to change, but it inflames extremists. It punishes a nation for the action of a state. Iran is more than their leaders. It's 5,000 years old civilization. It's poets and philosophy. It's protesters and artists. It's the people chanting their change of lives for their lives and the next generations to come. Just over a month ago, in June 2025, Israel carried out one of the most powerful military operations directly targeting Iranian territory, striking deeply into the nuclear and military program. This wasn't a proxy strike in Syria or Iraq. It was directed to Iran itself. Over 200 jets and drones hit more than 100 cities, including nuclear facilities in Natanz, Ferdows, and Isfahan, and it was the key military installations. Estimated 610 Iranian people being killed and many injured. It was the site of Gaza. Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu called it Operation Rising Lion, proclaiming this strike was essential to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Yet intelligent assessments with Iran's nuclear program already under intense international scrutiny suggest Iran was not actually on the brink of crafting bombs. Iran is not the first country to suffer under Israel's aggression, and sadly won't be the last. For decades, Palestine has suffered relentlessly, from their violence and injustice, and now Syria appears to be the next target in a pattern driven by cruelty and unchecked power. This cannot continue. The world must awake. We need to change. Not from the governments, but from the people. It's time for us to lead our governments. It's time for us to show them the way. This is not about one person, one country, or one region. It's about humanity. It's about people giving people their own rights, maybe their only rights, having a safe place calling home. So I would like to stand in solidarity with all countries suffered from the same. And I would like to end my talks by a beautiful poetry by our poet called Sadi Shirazi, talking about human rights and how we are one unit and united. It goes by saying, human beings are members of a whole, in creation of one essence and soul. If one member is afflicted with pain, other members uneasy will remain. If you have no sympathy for human pain, the name of human you cannot retain. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Theresa. Very moving. I think the key thing that you mentioned was humanity, and the fact that when the humanity in Iran was standing up to